Savitri, Book 2, Canto 10, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind. Its skill endorsing matter's right to think cut sentient passages for the mind of flesh and found a means for nations to know, offering its little squares and cubes of word as figured substitutes for reality, a mummified mnemonic alphabet. It helped the unseeing force to read her works. A buried consciousness arose in her, and now she dreams herself human and awake. But all was still a mobile ignorance. Still knowledge could not come and firmly grasp this huge invention seen as a universe. A specialist of logic's hard machine imposed its rigid artifice on the soul. An aid of the inventor intellect, it cut truth into manageable bits that each might have its ration of thought food. Then, new-built truth's slain body by its art. A robot, exact and serviceable and false, displaced the spirit's finer view of things. A polished engine did the work of a god. None the true body found, its soul seemed dead. None had the inner look which sees truth whole. All glorified the glittering substitute. Then, from the secret heights, a wave swept down. A brilliant chaos of rebel light arose. It looked above and saw the dazzling peaks. It looked within and woke the sleeping god. Imagination called her shining squads that venture into undiscovered scenes where all the marvels lurk, yet none has known. Lifting her beautiful and miraculous head, she conspired with inspiration's sister brood to fill thought's skies with glimmering nebulae. A bright error fringed the mystery altar's frieze. Darkness grew nurse to wisdom's occult sun. Myth suckled knowledge with her lustrous milk. The infant passed from dim to radiant breasts. Thus worked the power upon the growing world. Its subtle craft withheld the full orb blaze. Cherished the soul's childhood, and on fictions fed, far richer in their sweet and nectarous sap, nourishing its immature divinity, than the staple or dry straw of reason's tilth. It heaped fodder of innumerable facts, plebeian fare on which today we thrive. Thus streamed down from the realm of early light, ethereal thinkings into matter's world, its gold-horned herds trooped into earth's cave heart. Its morning rays illumine our twilight's eyes. Its young formations move the mind of earth to labor and to dream and new create, to feel beauty's touch and know the world and self. The golden child began to think and see.